I've started drinking Gold Strike. And I'm not very proud of this.
Dat is... In the wild. Dat is... In the wild.
Verp! Oh, kut, Verp! I was so lost. I'm so out of it. Oh, what no.
What even is Gold Strike?
You know,
I know the name and it's already funny, but still, what is it?
I don't know exactly what.
Is it? Oh dear, it's Dutch.
Yeah, it has like little pieces
mixed
in
liqueur.
It. Yeah, so the thing is, there are little pieces in it, and it's supposed to like cut open your throat when you drink it, so that you get drunk more easily.
Oh, fucking hell! It's yeah. a cinnamon liqueur.
Yeah, I live in a very stucco household, so, you know, that's the drill.
Stucco, for our international audiences, student-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, I live in
as
a very
they
stucco...
Would say in the apartment, student-wise.
One of my roommates always does this when she says stucco, and it's like a cool sign with her hands.
Hey, welcome back to the second
Thank
part
you.
Of our
yeah.
best and worst. Now we're going to do
and
the
you're
worst.
You're also very welcome.
Yeah. And we've got a vrachtzieten, which has been a long while. And we've got a Kardashian break. I heard in the hallway.
Yeah.
In the hallway.
But first...
It's not a very big hallway.
Let's do our three worst movies.
Yeah, shall I do first? I'll start off with my honorable mentions. I only have two.
Okay, great.
One of which is Asteroid City, which we discussed in your best list.
That's okay.
And the other one is a Romanian movie that I was forced to watch with my favorite Moldovan. Because it was in Romanian and she could understand it. It's called Metronom, and it's about people of our age or a bit younger than that who go out of high school and then they want to listen to The Doors on Radio Free Europe.
The Doors?
Yeah, it's 1970. And they want to listen to The Doors, but then something happens and the whole movie wants you to feel the plight of these characters as they... become victim to the communist bureaucracy of Romania, but the film doesn't seem to really understand communism too well, even though probably the director has lived through communism. The whole tone of the film is, ooh, the communism, ooh. You should listen to The Doors, man. Ooh, the communism, ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. But also not very... Yeah. Annoying. Let's start with you.
Okay.
Because my number one will have forced me to drink a big pint of wine.
Okay, so
mega pint.
My number three. I'm not even sure if it is my number three or my number one. Whatever. I don't care. It's I wrote down Magic in Mistletoe. I'm not entirely sure if that is the actual name of the movie.
I'll look it up.
It's a Hallmark movie.
Oh, really? That's
because I watched a lot of these. Okay, it's the same plot as every other movie. There's someone in the big city who goes to their hometown. And there's an event happening and he or she falls in love. And in this case, it's a he and he goes home. He's a writer. And he goes home to his hometown for the yearly... annual for the Christmas party, of course, and he spoiler alert, but he falls in love eventually.
Wow.
It sucks fucking ass. I've watched a lot of Hallmark movies.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you can call me an expert.
Yes.
Usually I hate them as well.
Oh really?
Well, I not hate them, but I enjoy sort of like, it's a someone from the big town who goes to their home city and they fall in love. Oh, and there's an annual Winter Wonderland event. But this one was just, it was too much. Maybe it was that I had watched too many this year. I don't think so. This one was just, I hated it.
Yeah.
The guy was so stupid.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What score on IMDb do you think that this has?
I think it's higher than I would expect.
Oh, why?
A 7.2.
Okay, well, no, a 6.4, but still, yeah, pretty close.
Okay. I didn't like it. I hated it. of all the Hallmark movies I've watched. Because usually you start with a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
And it's not, they're not hiring the best actors for these kind of jobs. Of course, because why else would you be in a Hallmark movie? But usually at the end of the movie, you sort of like accepted them for who they are. And you're like, okay, I know you're not like Emma Stone, but you're still nice. But this movie, no. No.
I have nothing to add. I'm also looking up other stuff, but I'm also, yeah. What did you expect? It's a Hallmark movie. But good for you.
I hated it. Hey. So that was okay, my number three. But it could as my well be my three, number one.
I don't think you've seen it, but you might. What do you think it is?
I have no clue.
It's a big movie. It's a very big movie.
Bleh.
It is Babylon.
Ah, I thought you liked it.
No, I listened back to our podcast the other day where I never liked it. No. Let's be clear about this. I from the moment I saw it, I had somewhat of a hatred against this movie. It's Damien Chazelle, who is a great director, broke up with Whiplash, did this whole thing there with jazz drumming, then did La La Land, which was, for me at least, a musical that made me see the light at the end of the tunnel, which is musicals. Like, I always neglected musicals as being, and now I had a musical and I was like, yeah. And it was La La Land. And then he did First Man, which I haven't seen. And now he does this, Babylon. And
was that this year? It felt...
Yeah, beginning of the year. Oh. And Babylon starts off with an elephant pooping on the camera. And then a woman peeing in the mouth of a man.
I always do that on a party.
And then big orgy. And then Margot Robbie has wild hair. And she wants to come in and snort coke. But it's not really fun to listen to them snort coke. Because they're like, yeah, cinema, right? Yeah. Yeah, I love cinema. Yeah, let's do more coke. And that's her and Diego Calva. And then you get Brad Pitt. And Brad Pitt is shown, his introduction shot is on his back. And you only hear him speak Italian for 30 seconds.
Is it the same as in Inglourious?
Yeah, but that's funny. And not only that, I've explained this before, but I mean, Margot Robbie also goes to the cinema at some point to watch one of her first movies.
It is a lot of
Tarantino in there, but it's mainly this movie has a coke problem for the first hour. It's rambling, but it's not considering an audience. It's just rambling along, and it's very, very virtuoso. Like it's made by a virtuoso. Some of the camera moves are insane. Like I can acknowledge that. Some of the acting, Margot Robbie in particular. Ridiculous sometimes.
She's always.
Yeah, and here she does a whole triple. It doesn't really matter. The movie is so annoying. The first hour screams at you and shakes you constantly. And then the next 2 hours, everybody starts to look in mirrors and outside of windows and pondering death. And just like, come on. And that's the thing. So the first hour is very energetic. It lasts a half an hour until you see the title. So it's very pretentious as well, if only for that. It's borrowing too much from things of Tarantino that I don't necessarily like too much done outside of a Tarantino context. It's just like, let me mimic somebody else. You don't want to see somebody mimic Tarantino. When Tarantino mimics himself, he's already too annoying. Why would you? So, stop it. And then it's 2 hours more. You get 2 hours. The ending is, Chazelle always does a pure cinema ending. Stop stalking. Let the apparatus of cinema work its magic. And how he does it here, it's so undeserved. And so it's annoying, and somebody once said it's Babylon and on and on and on and on, and it is. It is Babylon and on and on and on and on and on. And stop it! And it didn't make a lot of money. It flopped. And all my friends who like Tarantino films, like all of Tarantino films, Kill Bill and Death Proof included, those were the only guys who liked Babylon that I know of. And it's not a terrible movie. If you like it, sure, hey, go ahead with all the movies that we list right now as well. Huh? If you like them, please like them. Keep liking them. I couldn't be bothered. And I did see...
I like Kill Bill, actually. Yeah. It's not his best movie, but I've heard you talk about it. I've watched some behind the scenes and other stuff, and I also didn't seem like
Looking forward to this one. That's why it's so annoying also to hate on it. We were both looking forward to this one.
My number two is also a Christmas movie that's bad, so maybe we can just skip that one. I think I've said enough. I've watched a lot of them.
No, go.
Okay, this one was... I don't your remember what two. It's called. It was Something in Vermont. And it was about this woman. I think she was a travel blogger or something, and she had to go there. But she had to stay at two hotels. But then she falls in love with the guy from the cute bed and breakfast instead of the one at the big hotel. Can we go to your number two?
Yeah, I think we can both discuss this one because we have watched this together. I have a clip. I forgot about Bill Withers. I just saw him. Raised Christian.
Me as well.
This is Daisy Jones and the Six that you're hearing. That's also the band that... Okay, let me go all the way back. I don't know who wrote Daisy Jones and the Six, but it was this writer, and she has this one gimmick. She's pretty much a new equivalent in some ways to... what's his name? Dan Brown. She has like a central gimmick.
Which what's her name again? I think
let's retell history.
No, that's not her.
No. Her gimmick is to create these novels which are fake history in a way, but told through interviews.
Can you? Yeah, because I've read one of her books. I think.
Of course you have. I opened this one of her books, Daisy Jones and the Six. And
what is her name again?
In two pages, you can already see that it's Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Yeah, I read...
Within two pages, I could already tell that it's a terrible book. It is just terrible, the way it's set up.
I've read one of her books. I think it was The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Yeah.
Great. I read it in one day and then I was done with it. It was amazing.
You have forgotten about it.
Since then, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same yeah. gimmick, I think.
But yeah, it's the same thing. But we watched this together. I totally yeah. forgot about this.
And this is a miniseries, but, by the way.
Okay, well. Let's yeah. first get the good things out of the way.
It's good.
The ex-girlfriend of Leonardo DiCaprio. Fuck, what's her name? Camilla...
Camilla Morone.
Yeah, she's great in this. She's very pretty.
She's very pretty. She's sometimes great.
She's sometimes great. She's, okay, decent acting. Suki Waterhouse, she's just a cool-ass bitch, and we love her.
Yeah, but wildly underwritten.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Both her and Camilla Morone. Even though everybody of this series says, well, one thing is good about it is that there are a lot of power chicks.
Yeah. And what's the name of the... She's the granddaughter of Elvis Presley.
Riley Keough.
Yeah. She's also very good. I mean, the acting of them is okay. It's good. I would say it's good.
I already have... He's there. I don't think it's that good.
The main character, what's his name? He's also in the Hunger Games.
Sam Claflin.
he can do better. He just has a pretty face. He's not very good in this.
He's not very good. Not only that, he's a terrible singer.
Yeah. And, well, you can explain the plot. It's just Fleetwood Mac.
No, you explain the plot. I'll do the hating.
It's just Fleetwood Mac. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, fake Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, it's her, Riley. I forgot her name in the series.
Riley Kerr.
Yeah.
Kerr.
Names. She and the other guy.
Yeah.
They have to form a band together. They're pushed together by a certain fake Bill Withers. But and they hate each other, then they like each other, then they hate
That's
each other.
That's a guy who looks
they,
like Bill Withers.
Oh, yeah. Then they love each other. Ah, and then they make an album. But he, oh my God, he's married to Camila Morone. And they have a child together. And it's a whole thing. And she finds out, spoiler alert, in the end. And it's a whole dramatic thing. And we really didn't care at the end.
I didn't get before that already. This
it
is
was just so fake.
This is
so
a mini-series whose target audience is people whose favorite album is Rumours, but still don't know Fleetwood Mac. That's what this... why I have this at 2 and not at 3, for instance, why I think this is worse than Babylon, is because this series really down-talked to its audience.
Oh, yeah.
It because itself was kind of dumb, it assumed everybody else was kind of dumb. And you have all these moments that they're sitting there talking to each other, talking about music. But then they come up with these fake names of fake bands. Oh, yeah, but I wrote for him. And it's supposed to be an empowering moment. But you're sitting there like, I didn't care before this. And now you're coming up with fake band names that I should care about. Come on. And I was reminded of Thomas Pynchon, which is one of my favorite authors. Thomas Pynchon, in every single one of his books, has like fake song lyrics and fake band names. And there's stuff like Spotted Dick, whose keyboard and singer is called Slit Lids. And it's all great song titles and lyrics and everything. They're very funny to read, but also very credible. This is just not, it's not even pastiche. It's just terrible. It's just so terrible.
I
and
think
plotting and, oh, he can't sing and she's just annoying. And I wanted a way out and I couldn't get it because we had to finish it. And I didn't like this at all.
I think,
and it talked down to me. And that's the worst thing any film or series can do.
The thing with the book, I think it also is, I mean, that's the story. She is also, for the people who maybe not know her, maybe know Colleen Hoover books, like It Ends With Us. You don't know this because you're not a woman, so...
Yeah, I have no clue.
These are the kinds of books that you should buy on sale in a vintage store for 1 or 2 euros. You should lay on a beach for a day somewhere, I don't care where, somewhere with good weather, and you read it, you fall asleep during round one, and then you continue to read it, and you have finished it in a day, and then you go put it in one of those cute little libraries that are on the street, and somebody else gets it for free, and then you're done. And you've had a great day because you've had a semi-okay story for a day. You don't think about it too much, and you drink rosé afterwards.
But here you had to sit down for 10 hours and watch the crap out of it. And also here, I so don't like this movie.
Well,
the series, what is it?
It's a miniseries.
It's a miniseries and it's a book adaptation. So I felt it was applicable to our setup.
You know what movie I thought was even worse?
No, let's do a vraagzieter before we get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vraagzieter, just to lighten the mood.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's me.
That's definitely you. You thought this through like a week ago, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. I think half of these I can't even do anymore.
Because we already discussed them.
Yeah, a little bit too much.
Ah, who cares? It's Kerstmis. It's Christmas.
Okay, I want to know which vibes you feel are better.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's an opinion thing.
Yeah, it's not. Okay.
Okay.
I'm words. Okay, vibes. Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Vibes.
Which vibes did you like better?
That's a difficult one.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go Barbie.
Yeah. I know.
Oppenheimer
that's right.
is the better movie.
I wanted to ask Priscilla or Elvis, but you haven't watched
Priscilla.
So no. That sort of ends with that.
But it, to be honest, it sounds like I'm gonna like Priscilla better than I'm gonna like Elvis.
Oh yeah,
as well.
For sure. You're
like you're hyped, which is okay.
But that's also I really didn't like Elvis. I watched one of those YouTube commentary movies about Elvis.
CinemaSins.
Right? Yeah, no, not CinemaSins. It was just a girl talking with her microphone.
Just a girl like you.
Okay, the vibes. Well, I already know the answer to this. But Asteroid City or Grand Budapest Hotel?
Grand Budapest
Hotel. Yeah. Margot Robbie as Barbie or that one chick from the Scorsese movie? I forgot her name already.
Lily Gladstone. Vibe-wise?
Yeah.
A Lily Gladstone.
Oh, I love that. Well, if we're in the Scorsese round, now I'm just making stuff up.
Like, it's late at night, people. We've had some wine. So fuck-wise, it would be something else. But hey, vibe-wise, Lily Gladstone.
You said the same name. Twice.
No, not Margot Robbie.
Okay.
Fuck-wise, Margot Robbie.
Okay.
That's what
Robert De Niro in the planned name. It's so long.
Killers
or Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh,
cables.
Or Leonardo Leo.
Oh, I love Leo in
a Yeah. But Robert De Niro, he really plays a vile crook.
Okay.
He is evil and then some. So, yeah, no, Leonardo DiCaprio has a fun drinking spree that you could at least.
Ryan Gosling or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I love him so much in that movie. Yeah. He's so great. Okay.
I have a big fat crush on Ryan Gosling since Evs, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Is this good enough for you?
Yeah, maybe I have a good one, too. Wait, let me... I also have a Kardashian break coming up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Weird one. But Ana de Armas in Blonde or Anya Taylor-Joy in The Menu?
Anna Taylor-Joy.
Yeah, I would go the same. Yeah. That Marilyn in that film doesn't look very...
Oh, I feel sad for her.
Oh, yeah.
She had
We are actually one of the few people in the world who like Blonde.
Yeah, but I recognize that there's a lot of things wrong with that movie.
I don't think there are. I think there are a lot of things that are highly provocative, and I think it handles it well. I don't think it is perfect in the slightest, but I don't think it does a lot wrong. I do think that there are a lot of things that could have been better.
Okay, fair enough. But I feel like we have already discussed this, but I feel like it's a good movie. It's a beautiful movie. Yes. She is amazing.
Yes.
It's not like all her problems were related to daddy issues, and that's what the movie makes it seem. And that's just a bit sad.
I really, really, really have to rewatch this movie.
Maybe.
And I'm kind of weary as well, because I knew how horrific it is. But okay, is a big Blonde caveat. This is like...
Kardashian brand.
I haven't heard this in so long. Fuck yeah.
Okay, so we all know, or at least maybe you don't know, but
no,
I know.
I don't know.
Okay, so Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet are dating. It's all official. Did you see the clip of them kissing at the Beyoncé concert?
No. Oh, yeah.
I had opinions. But good for him, good for her.
Well, if I was him,
I would do the same.
And if she was her,
I would do the same. Yes. And good for them both. They're both very hot. Great for them. But they are now wearing matching jewelry, guys.
Oh,
how do you...
I can't
say that word.
Jewelry.
Thank you. They're wearing matching. He has like a bracelet with like...
This is going to be done within a year.
I hope not.
Well, it is. It is going to be.
At least that's the latest update, so good.
They've got matching jewelry. It's going to be done within a year.
Some people...
This is my prediction to you.
Okay, good.
If you're here next year for another...
I also think so, but let's hope not. Okay, good for them. Also, Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner broke up. You know.
I saw that Bad Bunny was the best streamed artist of the year globally, I think.
No,
Taylor
Swift was second.
Yeah.
Last year he was
the
most
streamed. I've never heard of Bad Bunny.
He always sings in Spanish and stuff. So he's very big in South America and a lot.
Ah.
And a lot in America because he's all Latino.
And called Bad Bunny.
He is an attractive man.
An attractive masculine specimen.
I mean, I don't think he is, but people think he is. So, you know, good for him.
Okay.
But him and Kendall Jenner were dating, I think, for almost a year. Now they broke up.
Goh.
I mean, I'm not... They clearly... I mean, there were a lot of clips of them, like, hanging out at places, and they really didn't even seem to like each other. And that's, like, sort of the basis of a relationship.
So now she's going back to Devin Booker? We have to find another lookalike.
There's probably someone in the NBA. There's got to be someone.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. There's also rumors about Kendall Jenner. And I don't think this is true. This is from the worst gossip accounts on Instagram.
Yeah.
She's now in Aspen, like skiing.
Yeah, yeah.
And she is having dinner with Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber, and with Shaun White, the snowboarder, and Nina Dobrev from the Vampire Diaries. And there are rumors that she and Nina Dobrev and Shaun White are like a threesome. Thing.
Oh,
the more you know. And Kim is just vibing in Calabasas. Courtney.
Without her fake boobs.
Yeah, go
they
her.
Are now all natural people.
Courtney has a baby. Good for her. And Chloe is. Yeah, with Travis Barker.
Oh, yeah. That's Chloe. Oh, yeah.
That's Travis Courtney. Barker. That's Courtney. And Chloe is
he
just...
looks like really the most annoying guy ever designed.
Okay, well, that was...
Kardashian break.
Now you know.
Hey, I always love with the Kardashian break, you actually hear me do... like like go down on the soundboard to make the thing stop. And I like it. Every time I hear it, I'm reminded of
we
that.
We still
moment.
Need to do our number one.
Yeah, let's go with yours. Mine is going to take some. Maybe it's the same. I don't know.
No,
maybe
it's not the same.
No.
Mine was.
I can. Can I guess?
Oh, sure.
I have no clue. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny?
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I also didn't like that one, but.
I did.
I know.
I'm one of the few. I know. Beau is Afraid. You haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen that one, and it doesn't sound like I would enjoy it.
Haunting in Venice.
Nope.
Okay.
That seemed like way too scary for me.
A Haunting in Venice? I saw it. It's very funny. Oh, no, it's not.
No, scary. It's the Meg 2, The Trench.
Oh, cool. I haven't seen this one. I've heard so many polarizing stories, like the one of which was like, it's the Mac 2, The Trench. Of course it is funny. It's not good, but sure it is funny. Another saying like, it's disastrous. I don't ever want to see anything again in my life.
I saw the Mac 1, and I'm...
Oh, yeah, your appendix. He likes the... A little background before Gonneke explains everything about this to you. But I once walked into the room of Gonneke's boyfriend, whom we shall call... the appendix from now on. Yeah, aanhangsel.
Oh, sure, fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
And he was watching on this big television. We used to live together.
And he has a big TV.
Yeah. And he was watching The Meg. And I just couldn't understand why anybody would want to see The Meg.
He also didn't like it. Of course he didn't like it. Because that movie is not very good. But
no.
And I also don't like it. So I don't
Nobody
know why.
It.
But I have watched it 3 times and I can't explain you why.
What?
Because sometimes I'm just like, hey, I want to watch a movie about sharks. And then I'm...
Go watch Jaws.
I don't. I like the Meg more than I like Jaws. Okay, I'm not an expert, clearly. So, okay, I've watched the Meg one. I know it's bad.
Yeah.
But it's just like... Okay, Just Go With It is a movie from Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler, and it's terrible, and I know it's terrible, but I still watch it, because sometimes I just want to watch it. I don't care. I don't know. Okay, so The Meg, I think I've watched it 3 times. So I wanted to see if The Meg 2...
Which is directed by Ben Wheatley, who is a very weird English art house indie folk horror-ish director who can make great films. Just a little...
So I wanted to know, if there's... ever again a moment where I want to watch a movie about a big shark and Jason Statham, who has to do stuff,
Jason Statham shark beater.
Whatever. And weirdly, really being sponsored by the Chinese. If I ever want to watch that again, maybe I can put on the Mac too. So I watched it and it's terrible. Because, okay, and this is in the Mac 1. There's a big Mac.
Big Mac.
A big shark.
A big, big Mac.
And it's very big. And they spend like the whole movie trying to kill it. The whole movie.
Yeah.
And then in the Mac 2, there are four big sharks. Four fucking big sharks. And there is a big octopus and there is something else. And all of a sudden they can kill him within, what is it, an hour? And it's so fucking annoying. Whew. And... Oh, the people who pay for it are bad? Oh, I didn't see it coming. The first movie was stupid, and you felt stupid as you watched it, but then the second one is so much fucking worse.
I've got to be honest with you. Still, the second one sounds better.
No, it's not.
You know why? It sounds like it acknowledges its stupidity way more. So if you're going for this... Then go for all out stupid and not for like halfway stupid with one big shark.
In the first one, there's a spoiler. Oh. Okay.
Nobody wants to know what happens in the Mac.
And also, there are like shots where the water is this deep, like this, it's like meters deep.
Yeah.
Because they do shots on the water of Chinese people just swimming. That's the stuff about the Mac. And then all of a sudden, this shark who is like, how big? 20 meters can swim through there. That doesn't make any fucking sense. If you would do a cinema since on this movie, that bell would go off all the time. Okay. Only bell. No good things. No, I'm gonna remove... no, only... It's terrible. I hated it. I was so mad. I watched it... I watched it on the train. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, I didn't see this. I didn't look it up. I hadn't seen the first one, so why would I see the second one? And I've never seen a Ben Wheatley film, so maybe let's start with one that is considered very good instead of this Chinese-produced thing.
Also, in the first one, there's actually a moment where I'm always like, woo! And now there was no moment where I was like, woo!
It just sounds like preposterous nonsense. And if you're in the mood for it, it can be very good.
Watch number one.
Remember Moonfall?
Okay, but Moonfall was more fun.
Plus, Moonfall is out there as being probably the dumbest movie ever made, which is saying some. It's very funny.
Watch Moonfall tonight.
I don't know if you know what I have at number one. You want to guess?
If it's not the Mac 2, then I don't know.
I think you can guess.
No, I don't know.
Okay, it's water themed as well. It is Avatar.
Oh, of course.
The Way of Water.
Of course. I totally forgot about that.
Okay, so...
If I would have watched it, it would also be in my top three.
Brief heads up. Avatar The Way of Water came out in 2022. I saw it in 2022. But right after we made the podcast of our end of the year show. So I am going to include this on this one because I haven't ranted about it enough. And I... hate this movie. I hate it so much. So it starts off on what's it called again? It's the Pandora, the planet where we went to Pandorum. 10 years ago. Pandorum, where we went to 10 years ago with the blue Navi who lived in the trees. And then the sky people came and they wanted to mine for unobtainium.
That's like sperm of whales, right?
No. But in the first one, it was unobtainium.
You can't get it.
It's unobtainium. Very good. And it's so underneath the trees, and there's this big tree which has more brain, more connections to other trees in the woods than the human brain would. So it's who cares? And then everything goes to shit, and it's with the great charisma. Like he's a symbol of charisma. His name, everybody knows his name. It's been shouted off the rooftops during COVID, even. I remember people shouting,
Hugh Grant.
Sam Worthington.
I don't know
who it is. He came up there in this movie, made the biggest grossing movie, and Saldana.
Oh, Zoe Saldana.
Yeah, who is actually great. But they did this movie. It's kind of okay. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to talk about nature through this technological
realm. Hey, I want to point something out.
Yes.
We both chose a water-related movie.
I just said it's also water-related.
Oh, I didn't get that. But hey.
Hey.
I'm seeing a theme.
Hey.
Which is unintentional.
So now we go back to Pandora. Sam Worthington's Scully is now a full-time... He's not a paraplegic anymore. He's a full-time avatar. He's a full-time
blue
Navi.
Guy.
He's a and they have blue children, multiple. And we haven't seen them for 10 years, but the Sky People return. And so, and they have to fight the Sky People again because they bring all the bad. And this time the Sky People, they also attack the woods. So they flee from the woods to the seas where they meet the Nakaia tribe, who are Navi, who are a bit more turquoise than blue. So they are, and they have...
Aqua.
Yeah. And they have a different tail and different arms a bit. And there they meet people like Kate Winslet, who is apparently in there, and does constantly throughout this movie a horrendous, like, African tribes accent or something like that. It's terrible to listen to. And also, the bad guy from last movie, who was shot dead at the end, he returns this time around. Because... Now I'm really getting into the meat of this film, which is problematic and then some. This is a... James Cameron has a problem with death. He has had that for a long while with Terminator.
I just want to say that Leonardo DiCaprio is on
Titanic
the bottom
is
of
an
the fucking ocean.
Exception, and Titanic is a good movie for it. But Terminator actually has this the two great movies where it's okay. But then, I mean, he constantly wants to, like, defy death in a way. So what he does in this movie is there are two actors, Sigourney Weaver, who also dies in at the end of the movie Avatar. Mm-hmm. But apparently off-screen has had an affair as a human being with a Navi. So she, and then she gave birth to a Navi child. So now Sigourney Weaver, who is 70 plus, plays a 12-year-old version of herself, which is weird.
Makes sense to me.
The bad guy who didn't die at the, or who did die at the end of film one, returns now as an avatar because they implanted his memory into an avatar. Why
Makes
would you do that?
Me.
There are more interesting ways to go about this. So they return and they want to mine the golden brain fluid indeed of whales.
Oh,
and
I
so
thought it was
so the one half of the movie is blue people who you don't care about really yippeeing about on whales that they connect their ponytails to and talk to, and they exchange stories about the ocean. Who the fuck cares? And the other half is bad guys who are being like, oh, we're bad guys because we're people and we're going to mine all the unobtainium out of the whales. And then who don't die at the end. Again, they are, at some point, all the people are in a boat doing, like, underneath the sea, and they are literally without air for 10 minutes. And I know that they're Navi and they have probably... But they should have died, and everybody should have died. And it's the same problem as we had last year with my number one worst film of the year, which was a series as well, which was Rings of Power, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, hated
that there is a fundamental problem in the fact that if you want to go into the depths of what makes nature this thing to be cherished, you also have to acknowledge the fact that there is so much death all around us, and James Cameron doesn't want any of it, and he can afford to have none of it by this technological invention of his, which is Avatar. And
well,
we get
gonna be
fucking
four more.
Three more.
Oh, three.
Yeah,
more.
Three more, but they're already being filmed, and I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. It's so boring. It is so dull. There's nothing to like really about it, except for Zoe Saldana, who is the only light beam in there. But, oh, this movie really infuriates me so much more also than the first one did. Oh, I hate Avatar The Way of Water. It is such a stupid movie. Godverdomme. And it's the best movie out there, apparently, if you look at box office results. the best highest grossing movie of all time now. It is.
You know what?
And don't watch it. Just forget about it. It's not funny bad. It's just terrible. It's terrible and then some. I hate this movie.
Well, you can't always throw sixes, am I right?
No. How was I? Was I reasonable?
About Avatar? I haven't watched it because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the first one, to be quite honest. I know I watched it.
I watched it the day later. Weirdly enough, I watched it a day later, although I say a day later, I watched it over two days because it was too long to watch in one sitting. I wasn't interested enough.
I just wanted
to see how the first one held up to the second one, and the second one is so much more terrible in all the things that he wants to tell you about nature. He just neglects so much because, and I hate to break it to you, this is also a big thing in my studies momentarily, but we cannot talk to whales, and it doesn't make sense to talk to whales.
Sure.
That's all I have to say about that. We cannot talk to whales. Yes, we should protect them, but we don't talk to whales.
Fair enough.
I don't talk to a dolphin, and I don't talk to my favorite animal in the world, which is the elephant seal.
Fair enough.
And I don't care to talk about to them. They are animals.
Fair enough. Hey, you know what is... because I think...
Yeah. Get me out of this mood.
We should discuss what we're looking forward to next year.
Yes.
Exciting stuff. What is it? You know what I really like? The trend currently going on. Movies are longer and longer, it feels like. And I really enjoy it.
Okay.
That's just the thing I want to say. I would have put it out in the world there. Oh, and by the way, I watched the latest Hunger Games movie. In the cinema?
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed it. I liked it way better than the other Hunger Games movies.
My favorite Bulgarian, of whom I also only have one, she gave it like a 5-star review on Letterboxd. She's a very critical film viewer. I was kind of surprised. You know what's coming up next year?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim. So already Prime has decided that the series is not good enough. So let's also, or it's, I don't know, but it stars Brian Cox, who is actually great. And Eowyn, and she's reprising her role as Eowyn. But there's a Lord of the Rings movie coming up, and nobody talks about it. That's just what I wanted to throw out there. There's a new Mad Max movie coming out.
Oh, that's nice.
New Joker movie. Second Gladiator with Paul Mescal.
That's nice.
It's Paul Mescal. You have still but I think the one, if I look at this list here, which I
and the one with Emma Stone and blah blah blah.
Little Things. I think
I'm very much looking forward to that one.
I heard it's insane. It's about a Frankensteinish doctor who injects the brain of an infant into a grown-up woman or something.
Yeah, Emma Stone is. I'm always a big fan of her. I'm very much looking forward to
it. And it already played at Venice, and it got insane reviews. Like it's gonna be really good.
Have you ever watched The Favourite?
No, that's the only film of his, I think, that I haven't seen.
Oh, you should really see it. I love that one.
Together. And June Part 2, which I saw a trailer of today.
Oh, we're gonna watch that in IMAX. Yeah.
Which really looks awesome and then some. Yeah.
So there's enough to look forward to.
Yeah, and what are you looking forward to?
I'm very much looking forward to Dune. I watched the... I read the book, which is always a good tip of mine. Read a book and watch a movie.
It is a fair, hip, top tip.
Yeah, read a book and watch the movie. It's always great. First read the book, then watch the movie. That's always nice. I love it. Do your thing.
Do your thing.
I'm very much looking forward to it. Secondly,
there's a new Knives Out coming.
I'm not sure.
Yes, more Hugh Grant.
Oh, I love Hugh
It's
Grant.
A new, like a completely new story. So it's unrelated, except for Benoit Blanc.
I love, Hugh Grant, okay, so I've watched a lot of Hugh Grant interviews from the Willy Wonka movie. I haven't watched the Willy Wonka movie.
Me neither.
But I've seen a lot of interviews about it. And he's amazing because he's just at the point of his career where he just doesn't give a fucking shit anymore. And it's brilliant to see. But June, I'm very much looking forward to. I want to see the one with Emma Stone and Bloody Bloody Blah Blah.
You know what I'm looking forward to most? A very hot summer.
Oh my god, I hated the summer last year. It was so annoying. If they don't give me a good summer now.
Just now, it's like, what's happening? What's happening?
I really want this. I'm gonna be so mad if it's not a good summer.
It's a good summer. It's gonna be a good summer.
I'm out there in Rolfa and I'm praying to the Lord.
Climate improvement. It's gonna be good.
Well, I'm also more south now, so that south. Helps.
Yeah, but also more sea.
Yeah, I've been blown into the mass so many times already.
More storm.
But there's also, it's also more south.
I think it's time to wrap up, Ronnie. Hey, may I thank you for joining us here at the VHIP again after having left us a while ago and doing these two podcasts together. For some reason, we have managed to do it in two times pretty much 45 minutes. We are always very good with time. It surprises me how this pans out.
I'm good at some stuff.
Yes, like drinking wine. Pour some more. And I hope to see you back soon again for another wilderness tour.
About what?
You made it feel...
June.
You met horses.
A good horse.